The reading this morning is from Acts 1, verses 1 to 11. Jesus taken up into heaven. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand there looking into the sky? This same Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Amen.
Thank you for the reading, Alison. And I hope today it wasn't a long one. A fair one today. Yeah. Those of us who were there last week, was it last week, the first week of the month? I already feel as if I've been here for long this month. Yeah, I'm basically talking about the Holy Spirit. Of course, it was last month when we were talking about the Holy Spirit and including the church calendar, when the Spirit of Truth, we remember him being given to us. It was last month. But because I was the other side and I said, oh, this is good as well, so I'll maintain this. And basically, you see my phased approach. I'm actually going towards to Acts chapter 2. And do not yet make a move. That is what Jesus was telling the disciples. Wait until my Father sends you the Holy Spirit. They are the statements that are touching to me, that God's work must be done in God's timing. Because the work of God is not what we do. It's basically what God through the Holy Spirit does through us. And before we make a move as a church, we must always, always wait upon, listen to God, so that God may direct us. Back home, we used to laugh about something, that you'll always have to be conscious of what you are doing as a church. Because instead of following what the psalmist writes in Psalm 23, that the Lord is my shepherd, you might be shepherding the Lord unknowingly sometimes. And Moses says it and puts it very well. He says, if you are not going ahead of us, it's better we do not take on this journey. Because the Lord, the Bible declares, he knows the end from the beginning. And that's a hope that we have, because the Holy Spirit is ahead of us, ahead of the work that we are doing. I remember some time in 2008, my immediate young brother was going on a journey. He was going to Russia for his studies, and he was going to take 7 years there because we wouldn't afford for a flight ticket for him to come for a holiday in between. And we thought, we had to think about, is it, and those days we didn't have social media like we have it now. WhatsApp calls, we didn't have them. So we had just to picture. But before he started off, I remember my uncles, my aunties, and we, the brothers and the cousins, sat, and she was there before he left. And each one of us was asked to say some words to him as he goes. And each one of us said some words to him. We do not rush when a journey is important. We wait for the elders to speak a blessing, to give counsel, to remind you where you are going. The most important things you must not forget. And in Africa we say, you are going on our behalf, even if we are not there. Whatever you do there, they'll say, whose child is this one? So when you are going, the elders will speak a blessing on you. Your parents will speak a blessing before you leave. Why all this thing? Because we do not know the journey ahead, but we trust that the Lord knows everything. This is true of our parish. We are on a journey, and God being with us, there is nothing that can stand on our journey. Of course, the journey started when we joined together, but I want to tell you that God had already started way before. Since we came together, most of us are counting, say, oh, it's now been 2 years, 3 years. We are not making a move that we can see. Well, let's try to do something so that we can move forward. That is why different groups are thinking through, and we also have a planning committee, you know, trying to see how do we go forward, how do we move ahead in the name of God and doing God's work to save. But Jesus in the story, instead of allowing and let them go, he tells his disciples, you'll have to wait for now. You do not have to go for now. I was thinking to myself, I said, oh, I don't know how they felt. Because, you know, like most of us remember of different other things, you know. You know, when I met Mwila, you know, I would go after chatting to her, I would go first to my friends just to tell them about this girl, that I've met, you know. And Jesus, in another story, he was telling the disciples, this you have seen, do not tell anyone. He knew that they'll tell someone. Because it stops being good news if you can't share it out. It stops. But he tells his disciples, he says, wait. Yes, people looked down at you that your story was over. But now you have seen me, your story is not yet over. But I want to tell you, keep it low first. The book of Acts paints a picture that Jesus is still at work. Even if he has gone back to the Father, Christ Jesus is at work. And his work, his ministry, has not come to an end. His ministry will be done through the disciples. But that work which Jesus did through the disciples is actually the work which was carried on by the Spirit of truth. As Jesus had promised that the Spirit of truth, when he comes, he will lead you, he will teach you what I've taught you. The Holy Spirit actually fulfills the work of Jesus through the disciples. I'm saying that even us as Dandilo Parish, our work did not start when those meetings of union started. The difficulties we had to come together, the challenges we faced. But what I'm saying is that God's work was already working. The Spirit of truth was already at work. And here we are. The work of God doesn't start with the programs and plans that we do. The work of God, God has already started to do and is doing. God is already at work. God has already started working. It is my thinking that we do not think or we do not plan to begin doing God's work, because God is already doing his work. He's the author and finisher of our faith. We are participating only in what God has already started. Jesus told his disciples, wait. They were eager to preach the resurrection. But Jesus says, not yet, not now. Waiting, like I said, is not sitting idle and do nothing. The Bible says, watch and wait. It is basically sitting together. Not to chat. Not to laugh. But in obedience and in expectation. Where I come from, waiting is usually done in communion. The community waits together. Whatever that befalls the community is together. Yesterday we enjoyed because different communities, we marched there through to the square here, you know. And for us, oh yeah, that was life for us. Because sometimes we chat amongst ourselves, like those from Africa and Zambia. We are used when you just wake up, you say, oh, good morning there. You know, the neighbors, you know. But sometimes it's difficult, you know, because, hello, you know, someone is busy with what they're doing, you know, but you know, you understand. You know, so we work together, we pray together, we listen together. Even in times of trouble, we are there for each other. Actually, even at church, what we say back home is that each one of us understands that God is with us and the community is with them when you are going through challenges. And when you are celebrating, when there's a wedding, that's a climax of community. It is my prayer that we should continue to pray together, continue discerning together, continue listening together to God. And the voice of God is not only found in secluded places, because the voice of God also comes through people. The people's voice sometimes is the voice of God. When we sit together, we listen to God. Waiting is not one group rushing, wanting to be ahead, or the other group holding back within the group. But basically, it's waiting under the word of God. Like Maria. Oh, is it Mary? Sometimes the vernacular of these words, you know, so yeah, like Mary and Martha, you know, you remember the story of Lazarus, the sister. She was seated before Jesus and listening to the word of God. We must be deliberate. We must be deliberate. There are lots of challenges that may hamper us not to listen together, not to pray together, not to grow together in the Lord. So we must deliberately find time. There are lots of things that we have, lots of programs on our plate. Our diaries are full. Sometimes we must be deliberate on certain programs that we may wait together on God. I understand it's not easy. Actually, it's easier said than done. Even the disciples, it wasn't easy for them to wait. When Jesus said, wait, the Holy Spirit will come on you, they had their own plans, what it means, the Holy Spirit coming to them. And they began to ask Jesus, so is it the time now that you are going to give back the kingdom to Israel? You remember they were under the Roman oppression and they were looking forward to the Messiah. They were defining the work of God in their eyes, from their lenses. And they ask him, are you going now to give the kingdom to us? Jesus doesn't concentrate on what they are questioning or what they wanted to hear. He reminded them to be alert and concentrate on the big picture, that God will send the Spirit of truth on them and they will become disciples. He tries to make them concentrate, eyes on the ball. Like, you know, World Cup now, there are games, you know, eyes on the ball. Jesus says, no, it's not about your kingdom. You have to wait on God. Two things I'm trying to say. Why waiting on God? Because the mission comes from power and not from agency. The church should always wait and pray before making a move. Is it not what we are doing, actually, already? Waiting. They're the same things that we do in our day-to-day lives. We have an action group, you know, trying to discern the next steps for us. The other time, in a house group, Priya has been busy preparing for the exams. Parents, grannies, make plans for the future, for their families. So waiting is not something that you should lay, it's something that we actually already do. It's not about what to do or what we should do next. It's basically waiting on the Spirit of God to lead us. Where do you want us to go? What is it that Dandilo Parish can do in this your mission? What are you calling us? What is our mission in this phase of our life? At the center of waiting, Jesus told his disciples that they will become witnesses. A witness is not a salesperson. Oh, come to our church because this is... No. A witness whom Jesus said wanted the disciples to become is not a salesperson. And sometimes that's what we try to do. Oh, we talk to people. Oh, this is what you, our church, this is what we do, this is what... Jesus told his disciples to wait. And when the Spirit of truth comes, they will become witnesses. Something I love about a witness, I've mentioned it before, is that a witness is someone who speaks what they have seen. And I love it in a practical sense, like, for example, in the courts of law. For someone to stand, be a witness, you know, you must have seen. You must have seen what happened, or else you'll be unreliable. They will not rely. Actually, your testimony in court will not be admitted when they just hear that I heard, I was told, oh, this witness. No, the rules of evidence is that hearsay is not admitted in court. You have to speak of what you have heard, of what you have seen, what you have witnessed. And Jesus, he was waiting for the disciples to experience the power of God, so that their lives, first of all, are transformed before they go and witness. And you see this in the book of Acts. The Spirit of truth is... there's lots of things about what the Spirit of truth is doing. It's on the move. Speeches are shaped by the Spirit of truth. The whole of the book of Acts, you find characters are shaped. The Spirit of truth is at the center.
And there's a conversation about even why the book is called Acts. Scholars have discussed why give it this name. Because the book of Acts was actually written by Luke, the writer of the gospel according to Luke. So this is a continuation. Why don't you just give it Luke 2? And others say, no, but we don't see Luke at the center of this. Then you see the Acts of the Apostles. Then people say, no, the apostles are not at work. This is the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because the thread all throughout the book of Acts is what the Spirit of God is doing. But anyway, those are scholars. They conversate and continue conversating. In the book of Acts, at the center, the spread of the gospel is not by force. People give testimony. People work out. They are awake, are speaking. Inasmuch as we have programs, the parish does not witness by programs alone. When we come together, humility, prayer for dependence, when people are able to see how we live, that is witnessing to many people. In a divided world like we are in today, that's why I loved the march for yesterday. And I was telling Mila the other day that, you know, when we meet sometimes us as Africans or us as those who've come from outside, whether from Asia or from, we focus on the issues of racism, issues of what and what. But you know, we forget certain things, that there are spaces where we can see people meet, chat, interact, and no one will ask, where are you from? There are places where people will welcome one another. And Dandiro Parish is one of them. When people see those things, they speak to people. God speaks different activities. When we wait together, the world sees Christ. Here is how I finish. What is it that the story we have read is trying to ask us to do? Is that as we are doing our programs, we should wait on God for the power of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. But in our waiting, we should continue to walk faithfully. We should continue doing what we are doing. It's watch and wait. We are called to wait on God and act, take part, participate in the work of God. And we do not have to look down on what is happening. We already are doing something. We only have to build on and listen more to God. What more can we do? We do not have to stop and start afresh. God is at work already. God is at work already. It is my prayer that God who meet us at our point of need.